Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
We really wanted it to stay positive and not be like a grade day depressing record. We wanted it to be like, give yourself a break. Relaxing is a positive thing. It's not like you have to feel like a loser or a bad person, even though you're just taking some time.
A break from writing didn't stop Anna Egge from making music. And for her fifth album, she decided to work hard at celebrating the lazy days of life. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Anna Egge admits to being an avid napper. And that might be a technique worth copying, considering Lucinda Williams, Sean Colvin, and Ron Sexsmith are among the artists lending praise to the rising singer-songwriter. But 10 years into making her own music, Anna felt an extra pull from the songs of other writers. And working with bassist Jason Mercer, she's put her stamp on a wide-ranging set of covers called Lazy Days. That title is no accident, and during a stop at FUV, Anna explains some of the backstory to host John Platt.
Basically, I only had half of a new record written, and I didn't want to just do songs that I wasn't totally wholeheartedly in love with of my own. And I started learning some songs by different people, and Jason and I were playing them and realized that there was kind of a theme and to try to go with that. We agreed if we found enough songs that were really of the theme of laziness and not anything else, that were also positive about, you know, taking time for yourself and relaxing, that we would just go ahead and do it, make a whole record of them. And we kept finding these great songs.
The range is pretty remarkable. I mean, you've got the Kinks on here. You've got Stephen Stills on here. You've got Ron Sexsmith on here. Mm-hmm. You've got Gene Autry and Arcade Fire on here.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, we didn't want to do anything too obvious,
right,
first of all. And also, I had to really own these songs,
okay,
in a way that I own my own songs, kind of. Like, I really needed to be able to kick butt on them,
mm-hmm,
and really believe in what I was saying.
Sitting by the side of the river, underneath the pale blue sky, got no need to worry, I'm in no hurry, looking at the world.
The Arcade Fire song you picked is In the Back Seat. Tell me about how you got into that.
It was recommended to me as a lazy song, and I had heard it before. I liked that record, but I hadn't really invested the time to listen to all the lyrics. And I realized it was somewhat darker than I expected, and I did take the liberty to change a couple of the lyrics. But honestly, it was the way I heard them first, before printing out the lyrics. After we had actually recorded the take, I looked up the lyrics online and I was like, oh, wow, this is a lot darker than I realized. But that one I really personally relate to, about family and intense things going on.
I like the peace in the backseat. I don't have to drive. I don't have to speak, I can watch the countryside, and I can fall asleep. My family trees, losing all its leaves, crashing towards the driver's seat, the lightning bolt made enough heat.
Anna Egge live at FUV with her Lazy Days version of In the Back Seat. To hear more exclusive interviews and performances, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.